Hello and welcome to the Knee Pain Guru. My name is Bill Paravano, and each week on this podcast series, we go over questions regarding your chronic knee pain, and I'll just cover, as we do each week, that the information passed along in this podcast is not to be construed as medical advice. This is just information that I'm passing along that has worked for both myself and hundreds of individuals over the past 10 years or so to help themselves with chronic knee pain. And this week we got a great question here from Graham Ballantyne. It says, hi there, Bill. I have been doing your exercises regularly for about 6 weeks, and I'm finding that I'm making great progress. In fact, I am back playing golf. I have been able to play two or three times a week, although I have found that trying to play 2 days in a row is just too much and results in the pain coming back with a vengeance. When that has happened, I have rested for 1 day and then gone straight back to your exercise program, and within 2 days, I have made up for lost ground. So thanks a million. You're the first person in 10 long years who have been able to offer me real hope, encouragement, and improvement. I have two specific questions which I would be most grateful if you could consider. First, can you suggest the best exercises for me to practice, especially suitable for golf, so that I can eventually play as often as I want? Secondly, I have been wearing quite firm elastic knee supports on both knees while I've been playing golf. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? And whatever the answer is, can you tell me why it is a good or bad idea? Finally, thanks so much for your program. I feel that with your help, I am getting back to life. For the record, and to assist in your reply, I have had repairs and washouts to both knees with no reconstructive surgery required, and I have nothing structurally wrong with my knees. I'm 66 years old and would like to be more active generally than is currently possible. For example, I would like to go climbing and play tennis again, but maybe that is too much to hope for. For now, all-around fitness is my goal, together with being able to play and practice golf as often as I want, as well as playing soccer with my grandchildren. Keep up the good work, and I look forward to your reply. Sincerely, Graham. Graham, cool, man. That is good stuff. I love to hear how the exercises are benefiting you. That's awesome. As far as the exercises, that sometimes in addressing what's going on in your knees, we need to zoom out a little bit. And sometimes the exercises are too narrow a scope. I talk about the five areas that are crucial in terms of getting over chronic knee pain: the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. And there is what I love to do is talk with you personally, because it brings up a whole other list of questions that I have in my mind. Looking at your breathing when you're swinging the club, that would be something, because sometimes we pattern our breath with our physical activity, and that actually creates tension in our structure. So it could be the process of golfing that you're like, you have this mental image that your knees are going to hurt. So you hold your breath in anticipation for the knees hurting, which makes the knees hurt worse. I don't know if that makes sense. So there's breathing I would go into with you. I'd look at your water intake. Water is going to be a huge piece as far as how your knees feel. How much water you're drinking, what other things are you drinking, how much of those other things. Looking at all of that to make sure your water is tweaked out. You have the proper amount of water, because that plays a role in there. The next is food. What are you eating? You know, are you having fast food and stuff like that? Because that's going to be have a direct relationship in terms of how your knees recover. Because that's a fuel. Like, obviously, you're out there walking a lot. Your knees are getting exercise and things such as that. However, if you have the improper fuel, like fuel in a gas tank for a car, then the knees are more likely to hurt because it doesn't have the right fuel to heal what you've exercised. So we need to look at water, or that was food. The next piece is the exercises. What exercises are you doing and what have been working for you? And then I'd like to see what I don't have in the question here is where exactly your knees hurt. Like, what exactly are you doing that is causing the knees to hurt? Like, do you feel it when you're swinging? Do you feel it just standing there? Do you feel it when you're walking? All of this is going to give me an indication of how I would work with you to tell you what direction to go in. Because all of that, depending on if your if it hurts just standing, if it hurts walking, if it hurts swinging the club, that's going to give me an indication that different exercises need to happen, and specific exercises for what's going on with your knees. The next piece is stretching. And of course, when knees hurt, that means that there's nerves being irritated. There's something, nerves in your knees that are being annoyed, if you will, that sends a signal to your brain that you have knee pain. So I would find out, like, with that feedback of specifically where your knees hurt, that's going to let me know how or which stretching exercises is going to be able to create the space in the joint to take the pressure off the knees. And then, of course, that's going to help the water as well get into those areas in your knees to wash out the acidic state that gets created from exercise, from, you know, diet may not be tweaked in totally. You know, so there's a lot of factors here that contribute to what's going on with your knees. So it's like I'm giving you a non-answer, and the reason being is because there's so much more we would need to look at. As far as your last question here, being able to have an all-around fitness goal to be able to play golf as often as you want and play soccer with your grandchildren, that's absolutely doable. That's not that difficult if we get those right conditions created. You know, obviously right now there's conditions that are being created that are causing your knees to hurt. We just need to kind of chunk it down and look at all of these different components and start figuring out what you need to do so you can play soccer with your grandchildren, so you can golf whenever you want. I think you said playing tennis in there as well. So as far as the knee supports, the knee, like a knee brace type of thing, I believe they're good for short term. Here's the deal. Here's my thinking with knee supports. Is that it's kind of like a crutch. You know, if you break your leg or you do something to your legs and you use crutches for a period of time while you can't support your own weight by your legs. And then after your leg begins to heal, then you can let go of the crutches and now you can, your legs will support your body. So that's the same thing I think about when I talk about knee braces. Now, whatever the knee brace is, because we need to create the strength in the tendons and ligaments in the joint so the joint supports itself. Because the only reason you'd want knee supports or to have knee braces is because they don't feel supported by the tendons and ligaments. So, you know, that's kind of my take. So let's get the strength back in the joint. Let's build up the strength in the tendons and ligaments, and the tendons and ligaments get strong by having the right fuel to make them strong, meaning we go back to nutrition. They are allowed to heal faster when you have the proper amount of water. So it kind of ties in to all of those aspects that we're talking about. As far as the stretching for the knees, creating that space takes the pressure off of the nerves, and then getting the right exercises to line those bones up correctly and make the joint strong and stable so you feel light, loose, and free when you walk is what we're shooting for. And then the knee braces, there really is no need for them. And then, of course, look at the breathing, because the breathing, it's huge. I mean, look at, just pay attention when you get in and out of a chair next time. This is a real simple exercise. If you get up or down, like if you're going to lie down into bed, or you're going to sit down into a chair, pay attention to your breath and see at what point you begin holding your breath. Every time you hold your breath, you build up tension in your nervous system. This is going, switching from parasympathetic, or your body being relaxed. Every time you hold your breath, it goes to a sympathetic nervous system response, which means you're going from a rest and relax state to more of a heightened alert state. So your heartbeat is going to go up, your blood pressure is going to go up, your adrenals are going to kick in, your cortisol levels are going to increase. There's this whole cascade of stuff that happens in your body every time you hold your breath. That's just the natural response. So every time you go swing the club and you're holding your breath when you're doing it, it's actually creating more tension in your nervous system, which is causing the bones in your legs to squeeze closer together and contributing to how your knees feel the day after, you're playing golf. So, you know, like I said, Graham, this is, I think it wouldn't take long at all to work with you to get you to a place where you don't have any issues with your knees whatsoever. So anyhow, I believe that I've covered everything in terms of your question. The question is great. I love questions like this because it gives me something to work with. I have kind of like a history of what's going on. The questions are well thought out, and it really is wonderful to see that you're using the book, you're utilizing my ebook, and you're able to benefit from it. So if you're listening to this podcast and you would like more information, please go to thekneepainguru.com and fill in your first name and valid email address. And I have a free report that covers all of these 5 points. I go into details on these 5 points on how to get over your chronic knee pain. So that report is free to anyone who goes to the site and gets it. And I thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful day. And Graham, great question again. And looking forward to seeing how that turns out for you. So thanks a lot. And I'll talk to you next time.